Hassan didn't notice the sigilite enter the room. One moment he was alone, the next he was staring directly at a cowled old man clutching a staff. He collected himself.
Forgive me for keeping you waiting, Captain. Lord Dawn is well-meaning, but has never mastered brevity.
Hassan clasped his hands behind his back and stood straight. He could feel his pulse picking up, throbbing through the veins at his neck. Something about the man before him put him on edge. He felt an unaccountable urge to look away. The sigilite was slight. His stoop made him short, and his hands gripped his flickering staff as though for support. For all the man's frailty, Hassan could sense the quiet power radiating from him, as deep and cold as a well shaft. He does not hide it. He could destroy everything around us with a gesture. The sigilite reached a bony hand up to his hood and pushed the fabric back. An old, old face emerged, deep-lined and ember-dry. Bones jutted under drawn flesh, stark like the profile of famishment. But his eyes were alive, deep, darting eyes that moved with an almost avian sharpness. Those eyes held Hassan for a moment. He felt his mouth go dry. Then the sigilite released him. He walked over to a low couch and lowered himself down. His movements were halting, like one who had once been trained to the peak of physical perfection but had since been terribly wounded. It was a strangely affecting sight. Malkador leaned back, his grey face smoothed by a fraction, his clenched features relaxed. He put the staff aside and his withered hands rested on his bony lap.
Sit.
Hassan did as he was told, moving over to a leather armchair facing the couch. He felt his hands trembling.
Will you drink?
Malkador glanced at a carafe on the table between them. As soon as he mentioned it, Hassan felt a thirst kindle at the back of his throat.
No, thank you.
Malkador poured himself a glass of what looked like wine. He brought the glass up to his hooked nose and let the aroma linger for a moment.
I remember when there were vines in Frank.
He took a sip, swirled it in his mouth, and swallowed.
So much easier now. It even tastes as good. Or does it? How would we know? Who now lives who walked the vineyards of old?
He pursed his thin lips, pensive.
Some of us remember.
Then his eyes snapped up, as unwavering as a raptor's.
What were you doing in Gyptus?
Clandestine mission, Lord. Orders received from the palace, maximum secrecy, military priority. We were given coordinates, times, access to an army lifter. Then we left.
Was that all?
I'd been given the location of a single bunker. I checked it, just as always. Right until the end, I thought we'd got it right.
Malkador nodded.
Right until the end.
Hassan felt his cheeks flush. The humiliation of it had still not left him.
Perhaps if we'd known what we were looking for.
But that would have defeated the point, would it not? Knowledge is dangerous in your profession. It is dangerous in all professions. If it were up to me, knowledge would be strictly rational. It would be doled out only to those capable of handling it. A dozen souls, no more. An infinite empire can be run by 12 good men, if only they remain true to their calling.
His expression darkened.
Though that can never be guaranteed, can it? Even the strongest have their flaws, such is the tragedy of our species.
Hassan tried to listen, to keep up. Malkador's mind seemed to roam freely, passing from matters at hand to far-off issues of galactic governance. Hassan began to wonder if the old man were entirely sane. Unexpectedly, the sigilite smiled then. Like all his gestures, it was a compromised movement, at once bitter and mirthful.
The Emperor and I have a debate. It has been running for a long time, and I miss our discussions now that he is gone. Such a powerful intellect, blunt but powerful, and very occasionally even a sense of humor. Of a sort. Would you credit that?
Hassan listened cautiously. He didn't understand what Malkador meant when he said the Emperor was gone. He was not. Surely he was not. Where would he have gone to? Asan wanted to ask, but Malkador kept on talking, just as if the absence of the Master of Mankind from the Eternal Seat of Power were a trivial thing, hardly worth lingering over.
This is our debate. He believes that the task of a ruler is to make himself obsolete, so that his people would replace him when they are mature enough. I disagree. I do not think we will ever be mature enough for that. I believe that no one but he will ever be strong enough to hold mankind together, even for a moment. He is quite exceptional, you know. Perhaps in ways he doesn't even understand himself.
Malkador looked sidelong at Asan. His gaze was shrewd.
So what do you think, Khalid? Whom would you side with? Him or me?
Asan took a deep breath. He didn't know whether to be flattered to be asked or insulted.
Do not hesitate. Choose.
I was going to say that the Emperor will lead us forever. That is what we are taught. What I believe.
Well said. You are with me, then. And you are right, of course. He has such high aspirations for our species. Too high, perhaps. For he does not always appreciate his indispensability. But will he be around forever? That is the great question. That is the current test.
The Sigilite brought his hands together, linking his fingertips. He seemed distracted.
The war for the throne has already started. Even now I feel the eye of the arch-traitor upon us, pressing against my mind like a cancer. I hear the voices of his brothers fawning over him, plotting with him and against him. I remember how they were, each of them, in conception and in reality. I see them as they are now, and the withering of their souls pains my heart. They have unleashed forces they cannot control. They have been lied to, and not only by the enemy. It breaks me to witness it.
Asan didn't know whether to keep listening. It suddenly felt like he was intruding into some private grief.
Do you know, out of them all, if I could have saved just one, it would have been Lorgar. Even though he despises me, and even though I was wounded by him, he was such a fragile soul, so subtle and ready to bruise. We might have handled him better. Did we make mistakes with some of them? Surely we did. Though I fear the time to correct them has now long passed.